How are you doing, patrons? Scott here for another weekly audio update coming at you live. It's not live, it's pre-recorded. So last week we had a video all about me and my anxiety a little bit. It was very different. We also had a set tour from Snups. So very different week last week. So appreciate all of you guys who watched and shared and liked. And actually, the Justice League video has our, like, probably one of our worst like to dislike ratios, which isn't that bad. I think it's like a little under 90% of like likes to dislikes, which is still great, obviously, because it means like 90% of people are like, yeah, this is fine. But I don't know. I'm used to seeing things like 97, 98, 99%. So it's very jarring to me, which only feeds into my anxiety more. But anyway, I don't know. It's nice to do one of these videos every once in a while to kind of purge the subscribership of the people who just want to see me dance, who just want to be like, you know, make the videos. I don't care about you as a person. So doing videos like this really helps me see who's supportive and who just wants me to work for their own amusement and their own enjoyment. And thankfully, most of you guys, if not all of you guys, are in the camp that are just super supportive. That's why you're here. That's why you're on Patreon. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate you. So, other things we have working, we have in the works, I should say. I'm working on a Punisher video. I was gonna, like, you know, stress out and try to send it out, you know, this week or something like that, but it probably won't go up until a couple weeks from now, just because of the same thing I talked about in my Justice League video. I don't really want to do tentpole things. Sometimes these movies and TV shows can inspire me to make videos, but I don't want to rush those videos out. You guys can wait for, you know, a couple weeks after the Punisher TV show, or you can wait a couple weeks after Thor Ragnarok before I finally talk about a Thor Ragnarok thing. I don't want to be the first. I don't want to be the, you know, stuck in the middle somewhere. I'll be the last. That's my, if I'm going to make a video about something, I'll just be the last person to do so. That's how I'm going to tackle it from now on. But yeah, so we have a Thor Ragnarok video. We have a Punisher video. These are all in the works. Whether they'll actually come to fruition, I don't know. You guys know this if you've been listening to audio updates or anything, even just following me on Twitter for a long time. You'll know that I'll often tweet out that I'm working on a video, and it never happens. You know, Wonder Woman bondage stuff, that was supposed to happen months and months and months and months ago. I don't know, I'll get to it someday. There was another thing. I did like a couple series of like, this is part one, and I never did a part two. Who knows, man? I'm a mess. I'm a wreck. I am perfect, and I have learned to accept all my problems and shortcomings because I'm so visceral yet deeply inept. That's a... never mind. You're witnessing Scott lose his mind and talk in the third person. There's not a ton that I want to say. We got a couple new patrons who joined thanks to that Justice League video. So if you are one of the ones listening to this, thank you for joining. I'm starting to do this new thing where with new patrons, I'm sending them short little thank you videos. That was something I learned at Patreon when I went there. It's something that I used to do at the very start of this channel, but it's been made much, much easier nowadays. So apologies to most of our patrons who weren't around to get these thank you videos. But to the new people who are here, hope you like them. I enjoy making them. It's a fun time. Also, I should say that Lanisha pulled comments from the Justice League video, but I don't know if I want to actually address any comments from that video. I think I just want to let that video lie and just kind of exist and not really bring too much attention to it ever again. So, Tales from the Comments might be delayed for another week, just until we get some more videos out with actual comments that I want to address. I don't know. What are your thoughts about that? Should I address? Because I feel like most of them are either going to be just supportive, and there's so many different... there's only so many ways I could say, like, hey, thanks, I appreciate it. Or they're going to be negative in tone. There are people who are like, you know, telling me that just my ego's in the way, or there are people telling me that, like, you know, my videos aren't even that good, blah blah blah. So not really sure I want to feed those people. Well, we'll see. I don't even know what the comments are, to be honest. Here's a fun behind the scenes thing that's going on as I abruptly switch topics. Eris from Variant reached out and wants to do some like ongoing collab stuff, starting with some Christmassy, some fun Christmassy stuff. He wants to do a video about, you know what, I won't give you the topic, but it's a fun one and I'm excited for it. And it should be the first of many, hopefully many collabs between him and I. We live in Texas together, so we don't live together, but like we together, both of us live in the same state and it's not too far apart. And it's weird that we haven't collabed more. So we're going to fix that. We're going to team up, make some videos. It's going to be a good time. Going to be a grand old time. Also another video I'm working on is the Green Lantern video that I teased on here many moons ago, all about how many, realistically, how many Green Lanterns should there be, based on the Drake equation and how, like, the possibility of intelligent life existing out in, you know, the universe somewhere. And given the presumption that Green Lanterns are only assigned, like, sectors, every sector has to have some sort of intelligent life worth protecting, which I don't know if that's true. So if you know of any Green Lantern core lore that says, like, no, lanterns can be assigned to just a dead part of space where nothing is happening, but it's just their job to protect this thing that has no intelligent life and no, you know, really just blank emptiness and rocks and dead planets with nothing on them. If that's a thing that exists, let me know, please. That would just help the video out significantly. And potentially prevent it from happening. I don't know. Maybe not. I'll still make the video. But I'd be interested in knowing if there are lanterns who are basically just out there in space, checking their phone, doing whatever. Nothing much going on. That'd be a lot of fun. That's probably everything that I have to say. A bit of a longer, not too long, average. Let's say an average audio update today. One final thing. I don't know if I've already said that in this audio update, but we're working on some new merchandise. I'm working on, you know, new t-shirts and stuff. I had a new t-shirt seller, basically. New designs. Let me know if you have any ideas for designs, or if you are an artist who wants to create some designs for NerdSync merch. We'll figure out some payment options there to make it worth your while if you are an artist and who wants to design things for NerdSync. That would be great. And I also have a video coming up all about book recommendations, because I did one last year that went over very well. Ever since then, people have been asking me to do a second one, so I will do more book recommendation videos probably within the next week or so. That's going to be, you know, just in time for the shopping season, the Black Fridays and the Cyber Mondays, all of that stuff. So look forward to that. Get your wallets ready. It's going to be a grand old time. Bye-bye. I'm just abruptly ending it right now. All right. Bye, patrons.